You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates of employment and unemployment for metropolitan areas, major cities, and counties in Wisconsin for April of 2025. The non-seasonally adjusted data shows that unemployment rates decreased in all 13 metropolitan areas in the state over the month. However, they increased in all 13 metro areas over the past year. Unemployment in Wisconsin for April 2025 was 3.3% compared to the national rate of 4.2%. The Wisconsin Supreme Court denied Stephen Avery's latest request for a new trial in his conviction for the murder of Teresa Halbach in 2005. He's claimed that he should be allowed to present evidence that there is an alternate unknown suspect responsible for the murder. The 62-year-old Avery is serving a life sentence for Halbach's murder. He has maintained his innocence, but all appeals have been denied. Avery's attorney, Kathleen Zellner, posted Wednesday on social media platform X, quote, "As expected, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has denied review of Stephen's petition." Avery and his nephew, Brendan Dassey, were the subject of the Netflix series Making a Murderer in 2015, which created global attention for the case. The Wrightstown School District has put Superintendent Ron Sari on administrative leave due to a performance concern. According to a news release, Sari will be on leave until a review is completed. The school board met Tuesday in closed session to discuss concerns about his performance. Sari was hired as superintendent in January after Andy Space retired mid-school year. Space faced allegations of insubordination, legal counsel issues, and open meeting law issues. In the 5 months Sari has been superintendent, four board members have either resigned or been voted out of office in Wrightstown. Because of occasionally disruptive behavior of people using vulgar language, leaving garbage strewn about, and blocking doors to the bathrooms and other shared spaces, the Appleton Common Council voted last night to prohibit alcohol within 20 feet of any pavilion or playground in the city's public parks. The new rules would, however, allow alcohol at the pavilions with a reservation or during special events. Additionally, alcohol permits will not be required now if the alcohol is to be consumed more than 20 feet from a pavilion or playground. A Wisconsin politician is proposing that the state reduce its number of elections. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska reports.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections.
Van Orden said that Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. As tornadoes popped up from Kansas to Kentucky, a depleted National Weather Service was in scramble mode. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The weather office in Jackson, Kentucky, where deadly storms hit, has been closing nightly due to lack of staffing in the wake of government cuts. But the agency had staffers working on overtime Friday night to stay on top of deadly storms. The U.S. is on track to have its second busiest tornado year ever, and some former Weather Service veterans worry that overworked meteorologists and violent weather are a dangerous combination.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to pack some patience on Wisconsin roads and avoid distractions during the Memorial Day weekend. According to AAA, more than 75,000 people will travel on Wisconsin highways this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected to be from 1 until 9 p.m. today, between noon and 8 tomorrow, and from 4 till 7 on Monday. Motorists are encouraged to use the state's free traveler information resource 511 Wisconsin, 511wi.gov, for information on road conditions before you head out. Originally, a Lambeau Field matchup between the University of Wisconsin and the University of Notre Dame was going to be played in October of 2020, but the COVID-19 pandemic hit and the game was put on hold until September 5th, 2026. The date has been changed once more. Now the matchup will be Sunday, September 6th, 2026. The game will be the season opener for the Badgers in 2026. Ticket info will be released at a later date. Just in time for summer, Yelp has released its list of the top 25 burger chains in the United States. Wisconsin's own Culver's hits the top five, settling in at number four. Yelp called out that Culver's is now in 26 states and is loved for its butter burgers and frozen custard. Yelp also listed Culver's as the number one burger chain in the Midwest. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docuseries in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign on to Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play, titled This World of Tomorrow, shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Almost just like today with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.